Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea on AFN, I'm a FAN of the military, all branches, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. Whatever force you're with, you're doing a great job keeping us and our allies safe. Stay home. I should say stay safe. And hope to see you at home very soon, or stay home. We're also on the internet, a couple places, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. If you want to email me, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. That's pertinent just outside of regular questions, comments, or concerns, because you can do it to win the brand new game that I'll give away at 40 after the hour, just over a half hour. Also, at the end of the show, when we have a couple minutes left, we'll go to the cheat code request. I like looking them up for older games. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can go to sportsbyline.com, click listen live to hear all the programming there 24/7, especially this hour. SB Nation Live out of Houston, Texas as well has us, as we are all over North America on SiriusXM. That's channel 211, the Dan Patrick channel. And great to be on Sirius. Where are my truckers at with their white line fever? Breaker, breaker, 1-9. We got Smokey the Bear chasing them brown paper bags. All right. Showing my age here. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, Cable Fire, 35 million homes. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, apropos applications I don't even know about. However you're receiving us, thank you for that. This is the show, all these sports talk networks, but all video games are welcome to talk about, not just sports, neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, everyone in between. Don't write it down. Dial up the toll-free line right now, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I sound like I'm doing an auction. I heard that. 1-800-878-PLAY. And also, I already mentioned the CRN Twitter. That's it, at Rick Tittle. We got 1 hour. Well, we only have 51 minutes, so come on back and let's do it.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco Sports Byline and Parts Unknown. Interesting. You know, sometimes I wonder if, like, a cross-cooperative is beneficial to the gamer, and sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You don't want things to be monopolized, and remember when Game Informer, which was the last magazine standing, and they say they're back. I haven't seen them yet, but but every year at, I don't know, until about, shoot, maybe about 6 years ago, I would pay my, whatever it was, $15 to be a GameStop quote-unquote member, and then I think I got 5 to 10% off, but I also got a subscription to Game Informer. They always say digital or physical. And I go, I'd like a magazine mailed to my house. And every time they'd go, really? I'm like, yeah, I want to hold the magazine in my hand. I want to read it online. So they were in cahoots. There are a lot of times certain places will say it's an exclusive at this place or whatever. But I bring up GameStop because their collectibles business has been booming since they partnered with the trading card. They called it a grading and authentication, if I could read, grading and authentication company, PSA, Professional Sports Authenticators, not Public Service Announcements, not Pacific Southwest Airlines. They started that last fall, And so they turned a lot of their brick and mortar stores into places that would grade some of the submissions. So now those two companies are getting together and they're partnering a digital collectibles experience called Power Packs. Power Packs is a new GameStop trading card platform that, quote, bridges the thrill of card collecting with the convenience of the digital world, end quote. That's what Nat Turner, CEO of Collectors Universe, which owns PSA and sits on the GameStop board. And so the beta version just went online last week. So how it works is you begin with a collector purchasing a virtual power pack, and that reveals a PSA graded trading card securely stored in the PSA vault. And then from there, you have three options. You can sell the card back instantly with values powered by what they call card ladders dynamic pricing. You keep it in the PSA vault with options to store it there, sell directly on eBay, or potentially trade an offer that they have, or actually ship the card home for a fee. So the Power Packs have five price tiers, $25, $50, $100, $500, and $1,000. It's varying chances of pulling cards of certain values. Now you'd say, what kind of cards are we talking about? Well, they say in this beta right now, it's football and Pokemon cards. And I don't know if you saw the video of Mizorowski, the pitcher with the Brewers who went to the All-Star game after five appearances. And he was opening a Pokemon pack and everybody went nuts. I forgot. I'm actually the wrong person to ask. He got a Charizard or something and everybody had a baby. but they say they're going to put more categories in the future. And the acquired cards are managed through the Power Packs website, which is powerpacks.gamestop.com. And the payouts are sent via direct deposit, or you can keep a balance with them. And so these repacks have emerged as a popular offering recently. They allow collectors to buy packs curated by individuals or these hobby businesses rather than just sealed in boxes directly from the manufacturer. And they typically contain a number of low-value cards worth less than the price of the repack, but they offer the chance at chases, as they call, worth much more. PSA sees powered packs as a way to bring more transparency to the place. Tommy Pederis, who's GM of Power Packs, says the existing repack landscape is full of individuals who are creating these things on their own. They're not thinking about the end consumer. They're thinking about how much money they can generate. And he continues, this is a foray into creating a fun experience while utilizing the trust and transparency that comes with PSA grading. GameStop really wanted to bring this to life, and it was a natural fit, knowing that we could build a technology and they could deliver it to the mass market. Now, it's sort of like when MTV stopped being M and it was just more like RTV, reality TV, instead of music television. They had to like buy VH1 so they could show videos, and then you had like The Real World and Pimp My Crib or whatever it was called. All these shows, you kind of think, you know, this is a video game radio show and I'm talking about this. Just, I'll move on to something else here in a minute. But you just wonder what GameStop's doing. Remember, GameStop for a while would sell unlocked phones. I haven't seen that in a long time. And you can still get unlocked phones, you know, on eBay or what have you. But they got into that business for a while. So GameStop kind of played a starring role, remember, about 4 years ago in that meme stock frenzy that has undergone a very dramatic transformation since then. And they kind of pivoting from just video game retails to this hybrid entity with collectibles. And apparently GameStop bought $500 million of Bitcoin in the spring, in May. $500 million of Bitcoin. what is that, about 6 Bitcoins? Ryan Cohen is the CEO of GameStop. He says, we've moved the business from a big reliance on hardware and software to collectibles. We're selling a ton of trading cards, both sports and TCG. It's a much more durable business. So since partnering up 9 months ago, GameStop has facilitated grading over 1 million cards by PSA. And now that future going digital, as I said, we have this this pack system. So, you know, when people are talking about what is GameStop now, and they declined to actually say what they did, but they did post a video last week teasing the announcement of something they called Push Start Arcade. And we'll find out what that actually means. But, you know, some people follow GameStop like a cult. So we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, I remember buying games at Electronics Boutique. Then it was called EBX for a while. And then Game Crazy and Toys R Us. It was kind of weird as a grown man going into Toys R Us. Zach Galifianakis says, this beard, it's hard to get to the table for one at Chuck E. Cheese. But no, sometimes that was the only place you could buy video games. And then GameStop. And then GameSpot. Remember them? And that's mostly online now as a website. Now it's just basically GameStop. So, and now they're into collectibles. Let's see if this lasts as long as unlocked phones did. All right, it's the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back, everybody.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us on the Video Game Review. It's me, Rick Tittle, Sports Byline, American Forces Network, SB Nation, Sirius XM 211, Dan Patrick Channel. So Gamescom wrapped up last week in Köln, Deutschland, or as we would say, Cologne, Germany. Köln. The British, how they got... Cologne out of Köln. Anyway, it's too hard, I guess, if you speak English to say Köln. Got harder and harder for me every time. But GamesCon is the biggest game show in Europe every year. And there were over 50 games that were shown. And we're not going to go over all 50. We'll talk about some of the big ones. Borderlands 4. From 2K, one of the most anticipated games, and it's a lot of people really loved it. They could jump island to island and playing as Vex the Siren and summoning Reapers and Spectres. It's pretty cool. There's a game called God's Death and Reapers. It's coined as an extraction RPG by Wolfson Studio. God's Death and Reapers aims to bring a new twist to extraction games. It's got multiple difficult levels with a fully solo campaign. Let's see how it plays out. It's kind of a, the way it looks, it's kind of a, almost like a top-down RTS, like Diablo 4 a little bit. It's rooted in Norse mythology, but then it transitions to Egyptian, Aztec, Greek. So this is scheduled for over a year from now, winter 2026. Hollow Knight with a K, Colin Silksong. Hollow Knight Silksong. This is from Team Cherry. And this is a game that's been talked about for a long time. And what makes this kind of explosive is that people actually got to play it for 15 minutes and said it is a Metroidvania game. It's really more, I would call it like a shadowy, creepy platformer. It's almost, and yes, Metroidvania, Metroid and Castlevania put together, but it's more Castlevania than Metroid. There's a game called Keeper from Double Fine Productions. And Double Fine did Psychonauts 2. And you might have seen that behind-the-scenes documentary about Psychonauts 2. And Tim Schafer, who is the developer at Double Fine, said that they were working on something really weird that might not ever be accepted by a publisher. Well, this is Keeper. And about a lighthouse keeper. It's a puzzle adventure. And it's a bond between the lighthouse keeper and a spiritual seabird. Yeah, well, this is, says that it's out October 17th, right around the same time. Was that a week after Battlefield 6? So if that's not your cup of tea or you want to get both, there you go. Lego Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight This is from TT Games. And it came out on the opening night, and it's really a beautiful, fun-looking game. And it says it's going to remix 87 years of stories into this open world. The main protagonist will be the Riddler, who I think we have all heard of. A game called Monsters Are Coming, Rock and Road. This is from Ludogram. This is very much an RTS. That's real-time strategy. And it was described as the chaos of vampire survivors, but with added resource collection, a tower defense, and trying to protect your town hall from damage. And your character you control isn't the main focus. It's the town hall, which sounds like kind of like a tower defense or maybe a same family as Missile Command. But that's the thing. If your character dies, the town hall just spawns another minion. But if the town hall goes down, then you're done. There's another spooky game from Tarsier Studios. It's entitled, Reanimal. It's a fever dream, unnerving, forgettable title. And raw, relentless dread. It's a picture of two little kids going into an attic. And a lot of people said this is the game that they can't stop thinking about. It says, two masked orphans pick their way across a hellish island, solving deceptively simple puzzles as the world's wrongness seeps in through every camera angle, lantern flicker, and breath of silence. Co-op does not blunt the edge, it sharpens it as stage perspectives corral attention towards grotesque tableaus and masterfully timed audio swells. Worse still is the sudden void before a single jarring sound spikes the pulse. That's some soaring prose right there, I have to say. That was not for me. It just says next year on all the big systems. Scott Pilgrim EX, and this is from Tribute Games, and this is a pixel-powered love letter to Toronto. It says, remember, don't say the last T, don't say Toronto, Toronto. It's a fresh story from Brian Lee O'Malley, and it's bright, it's stunning, it's polished, it's a brawler, and it'll be next year on all the big systems. Another game at GamesCon in Germany, The Blood of Dawnwalker from Rebel Wolves. And it's an in-depth action RPG, not just another sequel, prequel, or Reed's skin. And, The Blood of Dawnwalker is a brand new action RPG with some really interesting mechanics. You play as Cohen, a newly turned Dawn Walker, has 30 days to save his family. And the first mechanic is a time limit. You got to move the clock forward. You can't do everything in a single run. The second mechanic is a day and night cycle that changes your abilities. At night, you're a vampire, gives you claws. You can teleport. During the day, your human side takes over, so you got to fight with a sword and magic. That sounds really cool outside of the clock part. I don't know why. It always bugs me in video games when there's a clock ticking down. It's like gives me too much anxiety, but that's the thing. Outer Worlds 2 from Obsidian Entertainment. And when Outer Worlds came out in 2019, a lot of people liked it, and I didn't. One of the things that was so lame, I thought, was the combat. They say, quote, unquote, notably, the gunplay is vastly improved. Oh, all right. So it wasn't just me. This is coming out on October 29th. Another game called Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 from The Chinese Room. That's the name of the developer. And this is a game that has a lot of dialogue in it, which will change the story and have consequences. There'll be secret codes, characters experimenting, trying to keep your identity down. This is going to be on the PC. And they were showing off the new NVIDIA RTX graphics with the Deep Learning Super Sampler 4, which I don't know about, but that was one of the things they were talking about. And the other thing, there was a big reveal, and this is huge in Europe. This isn't as big in the USA, and I've been interviewing these guys for years. And that's the people at Wargaming with World of Tanks. And they're doing a massive update 2.0, and that should be up next week. It's introducing Tier 11 tanks for the first time in 14 years, 16 new vehicles, unique gameplays. Every time I've played World of Tanks, I always think I'm doing well, and then I get my behind handed to me. I realize I remember World of Warships too. I mean, it's really cool. I like how realistic it is, but it's a certain point I think I'm sneaking up on somebody, and then next thing I know, it's sort of like what's the game? Hell Let Loose, where you're at D-Day and you run and you get shot, you don't see anybody, and you run and you get shot, you don't see anybody, and you run and get shot and don't see anybody, and you go, okay, I'm going back to Call of Duty now. But for the people who know what they're doing, unlike me, this is a huge thing. As I said, World of Tanks has a much bigger fan base in Europe, but there are plenty of people in America who like it as well. And they say whether you're new to the game, a seasoned veteran, or returning to the fight, with Update 2.0, there's no better time to play World of Tanks. And as I said, it is out next week. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give away a brand new game. Let you know the new releases. Also, come on back.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's
800-943-9215. The Video Game Review. Rise.
All right, thank you so much. It's the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, your humble host, and it's 40 after the hour. It's time we give away a brand new game. This game is called Other Skin. It's from Game Atelier, and it is for the PC. It's developed, as I mentioned, by Game Atelier and published by FDG Entertainment. Here's the blurb. Join Alex on her deadly solo mission to expose the mysteries of planet Vandermeer. Absorb organic abilities to expand your combat and movement capabilities. The entire universe is at stake. Alex, tell me another video game where the main protagonist is Alex. In fact, when they went to the VR version of the game, it was called Alex. Was also a female. If you can tell me that, second correct answer will at rick@sportsbyline.com. Send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will earn the new PC game Other Skin from Game Atelier. Atelier. Just a fancy way of saying workshop. It's like you're not a baker anymore. You're an artisan baker. Right? Kinda. Sorry. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. This question is from Terry. Terry said, Rick, I've always wondered because it's not on How Is It Made? It's not. Where does Sony build the PS5s? It's a great question. And I found out during the pandemic how hard it was to get a PS5. It took me an extra 2 years. I wanted to get it in 2020. Did not get my PS5 till 2022. I know these are first world problems, but the highest selling PlayStation console ever was the PS2. But the PS5 is next at about 78 million units. Since it was released 5 years ago. And that's counting the PS5 Slim and the PS5 Pro. I always think, like, if you have money and you never got a PS5, get the PS5 Pro. But I wonder how many people, and I think there were a lot, that already had a PS5 but then upgraded to PS5 Pro. And I wish I was as rich as you if you still have the other one. But this, of course, Sony is based out of Tokyo, and they've always say that everything they make is made in Chiba, which is, from what I understand, it's funny because I had a friend who went to a Chiba Lotta Marines game, and he's like, oh, it's Tokyo. Then people say Chiba is the name of the state, and yes, it's near Tokyo, but it's not Tokyo. But if you kind of think of it as American, you would say it's in the same metropolitan area. The name of the town is Kizarazu. And there was I remember they were showing that there was a report that they were being made in China, and some were made in Japan. Now, Sony does have branches in China, like manufacturing, and there's a chance that maybe they say some accessories and components were made there. So I actually looked this up. The lead architect at Sony said the big challenge of hardware is working through the sheer number of details involved in creating a console. Engineers have to piece together the console based not just on each component potential performance, but also how easily robots can fix them all into the console in the factory. Sony isn't the only company to rely on robots in its manufacturing. Well, yes, we've seen robots in car manufacturing for a long time. But it's sort of like, you know, I had a Subaru that was built in Indiana. I didn't know they had a Subaru plant in Indiana. A friend of mine had a Toyota that was made in Michigan. And I'll never forget my buddy, he bought this VW and it was a piece of crap. And he opened the hood and the engine said, Hecho en Mexico. And it's like, yeah, you're not buying a German car. And I thought, well, it's kind of cool because you're like, when I bought the Subaru, I'm like, well, I'm buying a car that I have faith in and it's made by Americans. Is that a win-win? But we also know that when Trump came out with the tariff, I don't know where we are on big, beautiful tariffs. And I don't know. It's just all, you know, it makes everybody uncomfortable and weird. We always think we're all going to get screwed, and we're like, oh, in the long run, it's going to be, all right, that's fine. I'm not an economist, obviously. But Sony, when I just remember when Trump first said that he was going to hit Japan with that first round of tariffs. And like I said, it seems to change every day with tariffs. But Sony said that, making PS5s was going to increase $680 million for the company. And the Sony CEO at that time, Hiroki Totoki, I love that name, Hiroki Totoki. I know in Japan you don't have any, like they say Hiroshima, they don't say Hiroshima. It's probably Hiroki Totoki. Hiroki Totoki said that they were thinking about maybe making the PS5s in America. And then they said maybe they were thinking about making them in Australia or New Zealand. And of course, that would be a huge political football to spike for Trump if he could say, look, you know, now they're making them over here. I won. So a lot of the investors are scared, obviously. It's all about the bottom line. And by the way, Sony does have some facilities in the United States. Speaking of Indiana, they have the DADC over there as well, but they're not making these things. But anyway, I appreciate the email there, Terry. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'll get to the new releases in a minute. Also heard news about 5 days ago that really just 4 years since launching into that now failed standalone game with motorsports games, supposed to be the first in 2 decades, IndyCar has announced that they will be taking a foray into a standalone video game. They're going to be partnering with iRacing.com Motorsports Simulations. And they're going to roll out a new title, they say, in the second half of 2026. So we're looking at another year plus, probably. But it's part of a long-term licensing agreement between IndyCar and iRacing Studios to produce these standalone IndyCar video games for console and PC. And separately, IndyCar and iRacing Motorsport Simulation also extended a licensing agreement longer than they thought. So it's basically, you know, not just make a game and see how it goes, but actually to put your money where your mouth is and to say we're going to be going for the long haul. Tony Gardner, president of iRacing, quote, IndyCar fans have long been clamoring for a standalone title for consoles, and we're excited to give them what they're looking for in 2026. IndyCar president Doug Bowles said the most competitive and challenging racing on the planet deserves a dedicated and widely available gaming experience. iRacing Studios is the ideal partner for us and trusted and known to our core fans and ready to share our sport with a wider and highly engaged audience. All right, well, that's good. It's always a little bit weird to announce things and say, yeah, that'll be in a year. But then again, I remember I was at a wedding in 1991. How old are you, Tittle? And my dad's cousin said, we have a family reunion in Denmark in 1996. So get ready. I went 5 years from now. That day will never come. And I went to the reunion in Denmark. So whenever I say a year from now, it might be here a lot quicker than we thought, right? All right, let's take a look at the new games. As you know, we're getting out of summer, and we're moving into the fall here. And you know, as closer we get to the October release of BF6 and other games, we are going to be having Black Friday. We're going to start ramping things up a little bit. Everybody's coming back from their summer vacations, even developers. All right. For the interesting quartet, Switch, PC, Xbox Series X and S, and PS5, Bad Cheese. It's got a Mickey Mouse-looking guy in the front. Rogue Labyrinth for the PC. Comfy Girl, Lofi Companion on the PC. Duckside. This is for the Xbox Series X and S and a PS5, and it looks like it's got a Winchester repeating rifle there, a 30-30. Hiragami, PS5 and PC. Hordes of Hell, Jotun Slayer, and Hell is with one L. PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Above Snakes. I love that. Sometimes these are lost in translation, but I love that. Above Snakes is for the Series X and S, PS5, and Switch. Adventure of Samsara is on everything, even Linux. Dark Deity 2 on the Switch. Hell is Us. Is that Fletcher Christian? Oh, no, I am in hell, he said. Hell is Us, Series X and S, 5, and the PC. Hollow Knight, Silk Song on everything, even Switch 2. Indiana Jones and the Great Crusade, The Order of Giants, DLC, Series X and S, 5, PC. Jeopardy Daily, this is for your phones, Android and iPhones. Jet Runner on the PC. Kajora on the PC. My Talking Tom Friends, this is on the Mac. Retro Bowl 26, also on the Mac. Looks like a really cool 8-bit football game. Sinnetopia on the PC. Slap Fighter on the PC. That is a horrible sport to watch. It makes you shudder. Splatterbot, Switch, Linux, PC. Star Wars Outlaws, you might have it already, but it makes its way to the Nintendo Switch 2, as does A Pirate's Fortune, as does Wild Card. Those are the DCs for Star Wars Outlaws. The Fame game, Welcome to Hollywood, for the PC. And finally, Boomerang Jack on the PC as well. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the cheat code.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world. All right, it's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is for Geezer, or Geze. It looks like Geezer. Geezer wants to know how to find the final warp whistle in Super Mario Brothers 3. I love this. This is a classic. There are three warp whistles in Super Mario 3. If you go to the last one, you go to World 3, where you get the white block. When you get the white block, duck down for a few seconds. If you duck down for a few seconds, you'll drop behind the scenery. Press run all the way to the right, and you'll reach Toad's house. Of course, Toad is a toadstool. He's a mushroom. He's not a toad. You'll reach Toad, and he will give you the warp whistle. And if you blow in it, you will go straight to World 8. Now, that's a cheat for you. That's actually some good stuff right there. All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in. I'm Rick Tuttle. We do this 1 hour every week, so look at the time. That's the time we do it, and we'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.